The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Yud-Tes Amud Aleph is trying to figure out when Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua lived. And the Gemara brings down this Mishnah, talking about Dinei Tumah V'Tayra, and it says, if you have a kli schuchas, you have a kli made out of glass, shenikvu, and it got a hole in it, v'hitzef l'seichan eivir, then you close up the hole with lead, then according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, it is Tameh, and according to Chachamim, it's Tahar. So what are we talking about over here? So Rashi explains that we have a glass kli that was Tameh. And then it broke, it got a hole in it. So once it broke, the tumah goes off. Now it's tahar. But if you close up that hole with a piece of lead, now it becomes a kli again. That old tumah returns. It's a din of tumah yashana comes back. The original tumah comes back now that it became a kli again. And Rashi explains that even though this din of tumah yashana is limited to kli matches, this is only true by metal kalim, and it's not true by glass kalim. And this is a glass kli, so the tumah should not come back. But being that you close it up with a ferris, which is a mataches, it's a type of metal. Therefore, we treat the whole kli like a kli mataches, and now the old tumah is going to go back because it's treated like a kli matches. So this din is based on the din of tumah yashana coming back to kli mataches, that even though it broke, but now they put it back together again, the old tumah is going to reemerge and it will become tummy again. Now this din of kli mataches becoming tummy again, once you make it back into a kli, is a takanas chachamim, it's a din darabanan, and it was actually the takana of Reb Shimon ben Shattach. But the Rishamik Subis tells us in Perek Ches that Shimon ben Shattach made two takanas. He was misakin tumi yashana l'kli matches. He was misakin this din that the tumah goes back to kli mataches, but he was also misakin bati sefer l'tinoikis. He was misakin that children should go to school. Up until that time, it wasn't pasha that every child would go to school. Some kids got to chinuch at home, some didn't. And he was misakin. He made it more of a institution that all kids should go to cheder and get a proper chinuch. And the question is, what's the connection between these two takanas? The takana of tumah yashana for kli mataches and takana of children going to school. L'chari, these are two random takanas, have nothing to do with each other. If the Rishami puts them together, it sounds like there's some connection between them. What is that connection? And the Meir Shapir Zatzal said a beautiful hesber in connecting these two takanas. He said this, he was speaking at a siyum in Masechus Brachos in 1922, and he said the following hesber. He said, what do we see from this din of tumah yashana? The fact that something was tummy in its beginning, and then the tumah goes off, it broke, but now when it comes back together again, that tumah reemerges. We see that when something has a tumah in its beginning, in the haschala, it makes such a roshim, such a strong impression, that even if it breaks, even if things happen to it, but there is some type of roshim which is always left, there's some shirayim of that tumah which is always there, and now when you put it back together, then that tumah will reemerge. And we see from here the beginning of the kayach of haschala, the kayach of the beginning, that how you treat it in the beginning is going to really stay with it in a sense and affect it for the rest of its life. And when he saw that, he realized that that's true with chinuch as well. You see the importance of chinuch, how important it is to be mechanech a child when he's young and give him a connection to Tayr and Yerushalayim. Give him that roshim, so no matter what happens to him during the rest of his life, even if there are times when kibyachol he breaks away from that, but the roshim will always be there, that impression will always be there, and will always be able to come back and be chayzer v'neir, just like the tumah yashana, the old tumah, comes back after it's broken, once you put it back together again, huadin alachas kamam kamam, the kayach of taiv, and the kayach of kedusha, if you put that kayach of kedusha and taira into the child in the beginning, and then no matter what happens, I would always remain with him and be able to come back. And when he saw that, he understood the chashivas of being mechanech children and making bat sefer for them to learn. And therefore, he's misakin to have bat sefer l'tinoikis together with his takana of the tumah yashana going back to the kli mataches.